This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. It's good to have on with me today Donald Brown, who's been a friend of mine for a long time. He's a member of Breakout Radio Church. And Donald Brown describes himself as an easygoing, love traveling, golfing, a lover of Jesus Christ. He is the CEO and founder at Majestic Bible Academy, studied at Colorado Christian University, graduated at West Columbia High School, and lives in Sweeney, Texas. And Donald is the founder of Donald and Janice Brown Ministry. Hey, Donald, it's good to have you on BPN Radio today.
Well, good to be with you, Pastor Dale.
Well, I like that song by Yolanda Adams, "I've Got the Victory." And every time I hear your voice, you give that victory sound. So how do you keep the victory, Donald? How do you keep that joy jug going?
You keep that victory by constantly being conscious of His presence in your life, Pastor.
Well, I believe that. Tell us a little about your story, and I know that you're a preacher of the gospel. You're part of our ministry, and God has done so much. Tell us a little bit about your background, maybe how you come to know Jesus, and a little bit of your story. Job said, "I wish somebody would tell my story." I love to hear people's stories. In fact, we are in the process here at BPNRadio.com of cataloging all of our interviews, people telling their story on different subjects, and of course you'll be a part of that. So tell us a little bit about your story. What's happened in your life and how God has worked in you?
Well, Pastor, I would say that it goes back to many years ago with my father, which was a Baptist pastor, so I guess we come from a good pedigree. Mm-hmm. Many years ago, as a young kid, I would ride the bus in the school, and I would stare out into the window there as we were riding, and God would give me visions of what I was going to be doing, and even though at that time I didn't know that's what it was, mm-hmm. but now I have a better understanding of it. And then many years later, after I had went into the service, or graduated from high school, went into the service and everything, and got married, we attended a minister's conference at the Christian Center in West Columbia under Pastor B.B. Hankin. And that's where I literally got saved. Mm-hmm. And the Lord began to, I often say to people that the first time I heard the audible voice of God is after we got home that night, and I heard this voice says, "Read Ephesians chapter 1, verse 8. And I'm mm-hmm. like, at that time, I said, "Huh?" I thought it was my wife talking to me. She uh-huh. looked at me, she said, "I didn't see anything, you know." And I heard the voice again. Uh-huh. And I went and I read it, and I looked at it, and I said, "I don't understand what this is saying. Tell me." But basically what it was saying is that He would give me all wisdom and understanding. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "Oh, my God," you know. Uh-huh. Well, a year or so later, you came down and you began to prophesy over me, and you said, "I've prophesied over you before." And what did I say? Well, I was so spellbound, my memory just went blank. And you looked at me, you said, well, you won't forget this one. And it's when you said to me, the Holy Spirit just wants you to say yes. Mm-hmm. God has called you into the ministry, and the Holy Ghost just wants you to say yes.
Well.
And I had, being coming out of the Methodist Church, I was aware of people speaking in tongues and things like that, but I never had witnessed the full effects of it. And when you spoke that word to me that night, and I was playing in the spirit, it was like, oh my Lord. But from that point in time, and you shared with me that God began the process, and the book that you I think I shared with you, God Assignment. Mm-hmm. Even though I didn't know about the book at the time, you probably hadn't wrote it, but that's when my assignment started.
Mm-hmm.
And God began a process, and I think it was with tenacity in my life toward fulfilling what His assignment was for me.
Mm-hmm.
And even today, the things God is doing with us is completely mind-boggling, because I never, in my wildest dream, ever thought that I would be doing what I'm actually doing. As I said, we were the founders of a Bible Academy a number of years ago. We started to. A good friend of ours was in Malawi. We gave him the curriculum, and they, in fact, started the academy over there. So we are planning on going there August of this year. So God has just been doing some great things, not only in my life, but mm-hmm. in my wife's life as well. Mm-hmm. And that's a whole different story, because she is... she has a pedigree with her that I guess it was an answered prayer, because I always said, Lord, send me a godly wife, and that He did. So,
wow.
That's
exciting. That's exciting, Donald. And I know that you're getting ready to take this journey to Malawi, Africa. And
right.
Tell us a little bit about what's going to happen there when you go to Malawi.
Well, we started the Bible Academy several years ago, and the bishop over there, Bishop Macron Salamas, called us about a year ago, I believe, and asked us would we be open to coming over there and teaching for a week or however long that mm-hmm. the Lord laid on our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
So that, again, back to God's assignment,
yeah.
The first, well, actually my second missionary trip that I'm taking. The first one is when we went to Belize with, which is now my co-pastor, Barry Smith.
Mm-hmm.
So it's awesome to know that God is, the assignments are being fulfilled
mm-hmm.
In what He's called us to do. But the Malawi, yeah. That was completely, it was not even on the radar.
Wow. Well, that's kind of the way God works, Donald. He puts things that are not even on the radar in
right.
our path. And when are you going to Africa so we can, the listening audience can be praying for your journey to Malawi, Africa? When are you going?
Our plans are to leave the 8th of August.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, because God has literally put us in a financial position, we haven't even set a return date yet. But,
okay. All right.
But that's a whole other story, too, within itself. But God does provide
yeah.
the finances that
yeah.
we need for
yeah.
whatever He's called us to do.
He does. He does.
He does.
I can testify that. 52
yes,
years
yes,
52
yes.
years ago, this month, I started preaching, And Gene and I have lived with the gospel now for 51 years, and I can concur and agree that where He guides, He provides. And
yes,
so, well, it's amazing how God opens up opportunities sometimes just out of nowhere. An opportunity can come, and that's happened to Gene and I so many, many times. So we'll be praying for your missionary trip. And, of course, we're at bpnradio.com. We're certainly about missions. We are calling America to pray, not just to pray for America, but we're calling America to pray for the nations of the world. And you're a member of Breakout Radio Church, and, of course, we're a church without walls that calls that's calling America to pray for the nations of the world, and we're actually going into all the world preaching the gospel. That's what you're doing today.
Yes.
Because of BPN Radio, we've got listeners across America and nations of the world. You talked about, Donald, hearing the voice of the Lord. Why don't you just share a little bit about hearing the voice and what you are hearing the voice of the Lord saying at this particular time? I'll just turn the microphone over to you, and you just share with our audience, if you will. You can talk, testify, preach. The microphone is yours.
Okay. Well, you know, when we say hearing the voice of the Lord, it's sometimes it can be a scary scenario, or it can be a first timer, because it'll quench you or put you in some speculative perspective. And today I wanted to I guess I would entitle this little sermonette coming out of the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, and verse 6, when he said the second part of that, it said that to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he had made us accepted in the beloved. Slim that down, I would just simply say to our listeners that God is satisfied with you and with me. And I say that because I believe God is speaking that into my heart today to share, because when Paul was sharing with the Ephesians, it was basically him releasing spiritual blessings upon the Ephesians. So when he said, wherein he had made us accepted, what they understood by that was figuratively in the realm, they could sense that there was something operating from the inside. So with them understanding that, and them saying that he has made, in other words, he meaning Jesus, grace that was upon them, they felt highly favored, or they was receptive to God's grace. I can remember that when I was a teenager years ago, and being my dad was a pastor, of course we were in the youth choirs, we call it then. And, you know, we would always sing this song, which some of you may be familiar with, but it was like, the song went like this: Is he satisfied? Is he satisfied? Is he satisfied with me? Is he satisfied with me? And let's just say that, you know, 10 out of the 10 times when we sang this song, you know, I would always believe that God was not satisfied with me. When we really look within our own selves, all there is for us to see is the inadequacy. In other words, the inability to deal with the situations of our lives, or the futility, which is basically the pointlessness or the uselessness of our ability and performance, and of ourselves, I believe that we will never meet God's standard for Him to be satisfied with us. We'll always fall short of it, and I believe that God will not punish the believer again, not because He's gone soft on the sin, but because all of our sins have already been punished in the body of Jesus. So imagine, most of us probably can imagine how condemned we feel, or I felt it, each time that I sang this song. I mean, after all, you know, I had never been taught that God was satisfied with His Son's sacrifice at the cross, and I didn't even understand, you know, what the new covenant of grace was all about. So we were just young and zealous for God, but defeated by our lack of knowledge. But I have to say that with all due respect to the songwriter, whom, you know, I believe that, you know, he had the best intentions when he wrote the song, but this song is really not based on the new covenant of God's unmerited favor, because it negates the cross and places the emphasis back on you and I. And I believe that what, you know, you and I must do is really understand that what you must perform or what you must achieve for God to be satisfied with you. I believe that it negates all of that. So my question today, that I ask is not the question that I would ask is this, is not if God is satisfied with you, but the question we need to ask is this: is God satisfied with the cross of Jesus? And I believe the answer is this: He is completely satisfied at the cross. Our acceptance is found. And there, I believe Jesus, when we remember in John 19:30, when Jesus cried out with His last breath and said, "It is finished. The work is complete." I believe that, you know, the full punishment for all of our sins was exacted on Jesus at the cross. In other words, the full punishment, He was in agreement with the truth, or the facts were accurate. He was spot on. It was correct. He was valid. It was faultless and flawless on Jesus at the cross. I believe that, again, as I said, God will not punish us as believers again. And it's not because He's gone soft on the sin, but because of all of our sins have already been punished in the body of Jesus. God's holiness and His justice are now on your side. They're on my side. And I believe that God is not assessing us today based on what we have or we have not done. He's assessing us based on what Jesus has done. He is satisfied with Jesus today. And yes, of course, He is. Then, to the same extent that God is satisfied with Jesus, He is satisfied with you and with me. God's own Son had to be crushed at Calvary for His blessings to become a reality in your life. And the gift of His unmerited favor and His righteousness is only a free gift for you and I today, because the full payment for this gift was exacted upon Jesus' body. The cross made all the difference. Don't let anyone hoodwink you into thinking that you need to pay for your own sins. Don't let anyone deceive you with the lie that your external salvation in Christ is uncertain and shakable. And I believe, and we've always ministered, and we've always said that God is our Jehovah Tishkadu. In other words, he's our righteousness. He's our Jehovah Makedesh, our sanctification. And he's our Jehovah Shalom, our peace, our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He's our Jehovah Nissi, our battle. In other words, he fights all of our battles. He's our Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Jehovah Roha, our shepherd. He's the one that instructs us and directs us. And because of this, if we constantly stay conscious of Christ who lives in us, all is well and all will be well. Let us pray. Father, I thank you that your holiness and justice are now on our side because of Jesus' sacrifice for us. And I thank you that you are not assessing us based on what we have or have not done, but you are assessing us based on what Jesus has done. And because you are fully satisfied with Jesus, you are fully satisfied with us today. Amen and amen. Pastor Dale.
Wow, what a wonderful message. What a wonderful sermon there, Donald Brown. Wow, that really touches my heart. I concur and I agree. The work that was done on Calvary, and people can go free of all guilt, condemnation, and know the price has been paid. Donald, thank you so very, very much for being on BPNradio.com today. Really enjoyed your ministry. God bless you for being a part of our lives and for your contributions to the Breakout Ministries and BPNradio.com. It's great to have you on. I want to remind everybody that this program will be replayed 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock here on BPNradio.com. So, Donald, thank you so very, very much. God bless your ministry and particularly your time in Malawi. When you get back, we'll look forward to a great report, okay?
Well, praise the Lord, Pastor.
Thanks for being on today. God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Speak with the same grace that you've given me. touch the world with my hands, they are yours. Let my love show the lost that you are the Lord. Father, make me a river. Come living water, flow through me. You are the one that I thirst for. So come living water, flow through me. Make me a river. Make me a river. Let the river flow. Let the river flow. Father, make me a river. Come living water, flow through me, yeah. You are the one that I thirst for, so come living water, flow through me, let the river flow. Make me a river, come living water, flow through me.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Come away with me. To the secret place. Where you can hear me speak. Where you can know my prayer. Come away with me into my embrace. Let me take you deep. Oh, come taste and see. Plan for good, a life of love, love of life, a reachable. Touchable vision, a faith revival. Fly, come away with me. Hey, come away, come away. Come away with me.
Come away.
Come away with me. To the sheltered place where there's no winter freeze and the storm is over. Come away with me. Let me see your face. Let me hear you speak. Oh, your voice is sweet. The flowers appear around the earth, the sound of doves throughout the land. It's the season of singing. It's a fruitful vine. And a fresh new wine. New wine, come away. My love, come away with me. Come away with me.
Yes, Lord, we say yes.
Hey, come away, come away. Come away with me.
Yes, Lord,
rise up, my love. Come on.
speaks and the sound of his voice is so sweet that the birds hush their singing in the melody that he gave to me within my heart is
you've never been before. The life you knew in a thousand pieces on the floor. And words fall short in times like these, when this world drives you to your knees. You think you're never gonna get back to the you they used to be. Tell your heart to beat again. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday is a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been. And tell your heart to beat again. Just let that word wash over you. It's all right now. Love's healing hands have pulled you through. So get back up, take step one. Leave the darkness, feel the sun. 'Cause your story's far from over, and your journey's just begun. Tell your heart to beat again. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday is a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been. And tell your heart to beat. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday is a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been. And tell your heart to beat again.
will tell your heart to beat again.
And rejoice, give righteousness. Troublesome times are here, filling men's hearts with fear. Freedom we all hold dear, now is at stake.
Now is at stake.
Humbling your heart to God, safe from the chastening rod. Seek the way pilgrims trod, Christians awake. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will meet their doom. Trumpets will sound. All of the dead shall rise. Righteous meet in the skies. Going where no one dies. Heavenward bound. Troubles will soon be o'er. Happy forevermore. When we meet on that shore. Free from all care.
Free from all care.
Rising up in the sky. Telling this world goodbye. Homeward we then will fly. Glory to share. Jesus is coming soon. Morning or night or noon. Many will meet their doom. Trumpets will sound.
Trumpets will surely sound.
All of the dead shall rise. Righteous meet in the skies. Going where no one dies. Heavenward bound. Love is so many cold. Losing their home of gold. This in God's word is told. Evils abound.
Evils abound.
When these signs come to pass. Nearing the end at last. It will come very fast. Trumpets will sound. Jesus is coming soon. Morning or night or noon. Many will meet their doom. Trumpets will sound.
Trumpets will surely sound.
All of the dead shall rise. Righteous meet in the skies. Going where no one dies. Heavenward bound.